Welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show on Renegade Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Carol. Though you may not realize that the ongoing threat of terrorism is affecting your life and that of your loved ones. Each week, Dr. Carol analyzes the hottest topics in terror and helps you and your family reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror.
COVID vaccines, terrorists before Americans. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Carol, a psychiatrist and your terrorist therapist. Yes, you may not have heard of this because they have been trying to sneak it in under the radar, but in fact, there was a plan that was barely paused and on hold at this moment. A plan of the Biden-Obama administration to give COVID vaccines to the terrorists who are in Guantanamo, the prison. While Americans, many Americans, I'm sure perhaps you yourself, or certainly people you know, who want the vaccine have been having all kinds of roadblocks to getting it. The number of vaccines available, the distribution, which has been horrendous, so incredibly mismanaged. And you know, the question of who's gonna be first. Well, now they're putting the terrorists first. Did you believe that? It's going to be a be kind to terrorists day and the next 4 years. In fact, if you want to listen to some of that aspect of it, my latest podcast actually talk a bit about that, how this administration is going to be favoring the terrorists. And it's not really Biden per se, it's Obama behind Biden, pulling the puppet strings of Biden. So let me tell you all about this, what almost happened and what is still on the block. I mean, still a possibility. They haven't said that they are going to cancel the idea altogether or postpone it until all Americans who want the vaccine get it. It is literally paused or on hold. Now, this is while there is a shortage of doses that have hampered Americans from getting the vaccine if they want it. Only 27 million Americans have been vaccinated, and yet they're going to ship some to Guantanamo, to the terrorists. Now, we're only talking about 40 prisoners, 40 terrorists. I guess I should say alleged terrorists, but one of them, the mastermind of the 9/11 attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, has admitted to being the mastermind. He wants the credit for being the mastermind. So, okay, it's only 40 vaccines, but that is not the point. The point is, did we forget what happened on 9/11? Let me tell you about, first of all, a little bit of history about Guantanamo. Guantanamo Bay Detention Camp is a United States military prison located within Guantanamo Bay Naval Base. It's also been called Gitmo, and it's on an island off the coast of Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Now, this was established in 2002 by President George W. Bush after 9/11 in 2001. There were originally 780 people detained there. And through various and sundry reasons, not necessarily good ones, a lot were released and either sent to other prisons and then released, or sent to prisons and are still in prisons or just released. And so therefore only 40 remain. Now, Barack Obama promised that he would close Guantanamo, But when he tried to do that, Congress wouldn't let him. There was strong bipartisan opposition. It was from Democrats and Republicans. And then in January 2018, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to keep the detention camp open indefinitely. Now, of course, with Biden going on this rampage of executive orders, we don't know how long that's going to last. Perhaps they'll deal with this question of vaccinations by just releasing all of them. No, I don't think that's going to happen, because I mean, I think there would be a bit of an uproar if the mastermind of 9/11 was just simply released. Now, there are some high value prisoners, as they call it. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is probably the number one highest value prisoner. He was believed to be, or is believed to be, the number three Al-Qaeda leader before he was captured in Pakistan in 2003. But he is, again, admittedly the leader, the mastermind of 9/11. Then other high value prisoners include Ramzi bin al-Shib. He is an alleged 9/11 hijacker as well. Abu Zubaydah, who was believed to be a link between Osama bin Laden and many Al-Qaeda cells. And then there are 37 more. Now, the interesting thing is, let's look at what happened to the prisoners who were released. The prisoners who were transferred out of Guantanamo, of the ones who were transferred out, I mean, some died and some committed, a small number committed suicide. So there were 693 who were released, transferred out, I should say. Of those, 30% are suspected or confirmed to have engaged in terrorist activity after they were transferred out. 30%, a third of them. And some examples are these two prisoners who were sent to Russia, released to Russia. And in 1 year, they were arrested for allegedly preparing a series of attacks in Russia. And then they were released. Another example is a terrorist who, 3 years after he was released, committed a successful suicide attack in Mosul. And then he was later acquitted of terrorism charges. I mean, these countries that these prisoners are sent back to release them. Similarly, in Belgium, there were two people who were released to Belgium, one of Moroccan origin and one of Algerian origin. And they were arrested on charges of terrorism. And then we have, so now the total is 118 of 676, or 17% of the released prisoners, are confirmed to have returned to terrorism. And then 86 prisoners, 13%, are suspected to have returned to terrorism. So that's how we get the 30% who are known or suspected of having returned to terrorism after they were released from Guantanamo. And these are the people who, you know, Biden Obama is sending, wants to send vaccines to. Nice people. Okay, so this is what's happening now. They have why did they temporarily pause it or put it on hold? Because Congress was not happy. At least there are some people in Congress, at least, who have spoken out against this, as well as 9/11 first responders and heroes, and victims and their families of 9/11, which is pretty much everybody living in New York, and then some in Pennsylvania and some in DC, and then just general Americans. I mean, aren't you outraged that that this was gonna happen? Perhaps you're not. You can decide by the end of this podcast, you can make your own decisions. I shouldn't have said, aren't you outraged? I am obviously outraged. Okay, so there's been a bill put into Congress by representatives. By representatives Ashley Hinson and Elise Stefanik. They're both Republican, And this vaccination program at Guantanamo was already expected to begin. At the time that you're hearing this, it was already supposed to have happened. At the time that I'm recording this, it was already supposed to have happened. And at this time, it is, as I said, on hold. Now, so these representatives have introduced a resolution to make sure that the vaccine rollout at Guantanamo wouldn't be resumed until the rest of the US population has received theirs. That seems pretty reasonable, I would say. Elise Stefanik has said, "It is inexcusable and un-American that President Biden is prioritizing vaccines for Gitmo terrorist detainees over American citizens, including veterans, first responders, 9/11 first responders, and seniors." The resolution also points out that more than 400,000 deaths have been attributed to COVID in the United States, and only 7% of Americans have been vaccinated. She also said, "Every American should have access to vaccines before these heinous terrorists." Let's see now, Ashley Hinson has said, she represents Iowa, and obviously she was very angry when she realized that these terrorists were going to get the vaccine before her constituents, before Iowans. She says, "Americans need to get the vaccine before terrorists, and it's upsetting to me that that even was a question, as I'm sure it was to many other people, including myself." Now, here's what some other people had to say, not in Congress, but they expressed outrage, and enough of these people expressed outrage that it has been put on pause, my New York roots are showing. And it's one thing I must say is that it is one positive thing is that it shows that when, at least for now, when the government, when the current administration is trying to make some pretty outrageous plans, if enough people speak out loudly enough, then we can get ahead of that and stop it. Well, I'm going to stop here and stay tuned for the next segment, and we'll talk more about this. Welcome back to the Terrorist Therapist Show, where we're talking today about COVID vaccines, terrorists before Americans. You know, I'm sure you've heard of the saying, women and children first, you know, like for the lifeboats when a boat is about to sink, and kind of in general, when there's some kind of tragedy, some kind of tragic accident, emergency, you know, the general rule is women and children first. But here we have terrorists first. All right, so I've been telling you about how the Biden-Obama administration had already set it. It was already, you know, it wasn't like a thought or a plan. It was actually already determined that the terrorists at Gitmo were going to get vaccinations before, you know, actually before I am talking, doing this show today. They would have already gotten their vaccines. So so it's no America first here. Okay, so here are some of the things, it was an order, you know, just to confirm or support what I was just saying about the fact that it wasn't just an idea. It was actually an order that was signed on January 27th by Terry Adderham, who is the Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. And this person was sworn in as a Biden appointee on Inauguration Day. So, you know, it doesn't get closer than that to the Biden administration. Okay, so here are some things that some people who are very much connected to 9/11 Americans had to say. We hear from Tom Von Essen, and he was the city fire commissioner during the attacks. And he called the move to give vaccines to these terrorists effing nuts. Quote, "You can't make this up. The ridiculousness of what we get from our government. They will run the vaccine down to these lowlifes at Guantanamo Bay before every resident of the United States of America gets it. Is the theater of the absurd." Then we have John Feel, who was a demolition supervisor at Ground Zero. And he still currently has various 9/11 related illnesses, and he hasn't yet gotten the vaccine. Can you believe this? Someone who ran in, you know, who sacrificed, risked their lives, as many, of course, who worked at Ground Zero did, and who has a 9/11 related, well, has more than one, various 9/11 related illnesses, as many who worked at Ground Zero have, and they haven't gotten their vaccine, but we're going to ship it down to the terrorists in Guantanamo. So John Field said, quote, "The fact that the 9/11 community can't get the vaccine and the terrorists can show, and the terrorists can show how backward our government is. It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. It's an insult to the people who ran into the towers and were killed and those who worked on the pile for months and are ill," the pile at Ground Zero. Then we have Brian Sullivan. He is a retired special security agent with the Federal Aviation Administration. And he said, quote, "I'm incensed. It's totally outrageous. I'm 75. I haven't gotten my COVID vaccine. They're going to give it to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed." He said, "The news is essentially a slap in the face to the 9/11 victims' families." Now, Mohammed is due to be tried in connection with 9/11, along with four others, at a military court in Guantanamo connected to 9/11. And they are charged with war crimes, including terrorism and the murder of nearly 3,000 people. They will be the first to go on trial. And if they're found guilty, they face the death penalty. So you could say, in a way, that whether or not they get the vaccine is moot. Okay, then we also have a quote by retired New York Fire Department Lieutenant Michael O'Connell. He described this decision to give the vaccines to the terrorists as upsetting, disgusting, and, quote, "a real kick in the balls," unquote. Quote, "These terrorists committed harm, but the patriots are the ones who have to wait to get vaccinated. We responded within 10 seconds of when the first plane crashed into the building. Here we are a year later since the COVID-19 outbreak, and the politicians can't get it right on the coronavirus vaccine." So these are some very well-known spokespersons, so to speak, for the first responders, the heroes of 9/11, and that's what they have to say. Now, just to be fair, I will present the other side. Not everybody is as outraged about the terrorists getting the vaccines as some of these people, myself and some of the people in Congress who are putting forth this bill to change it, to not just have it on pause, but to make it a definite policy decision that in fact the terrorists won't get the vaccine until all the Americans who want the vaccine get it. Okay, so the expressing an opposing view are some people who are connected with, let's see, the let's see, I'll tell you in a minute. Well, I have to look that up and I will tell you when we get to the next segment exactly who they are if I don't find it first. But this is an article about why, you know, it should have been okay to give the terrorists the vaccines. So they say there are four reasons why the terrorists in Guantanamo should get the vaccine. at this time. So one is, they're saying, as a legal matter, the U.S. has an obligation to provide the vaccine to those detainees who want it. They're saying it's required by the law of armed conflict. Then another reason is, so that's the legal reason. Then there are three reasons that they give as policy reasons. So, okay, the first reason, the law of armed conflict obligates the U.S. to vaccinate detainees. And so they cite, well, first of all, it was an article called Just Security. That's the organization that is putting this opposing view out. So they're saying it's an obligation for the U.S. to provide the detainees with adequate medical treatment, and that the vaccine should be included as part of adequate medical treatment. And they cite a number of reasons, number of things that state why this should be. One of them, or the main one, being the 1949 Geneva Convention, and it's which says that they are entitled to some of the protections stated in that. Now, of course, they cite some articles and some things related to the Geneva Convention. One of them is where it says, persons taking no active part in the hostilities shall in all circumstances be treated humanely. Well, you know, what? How can you say that they took no active part in the hostilities when they were involved with the attack of 9/11? Then they cite the International Committee of the Red Cross. They quote an article from there, that says, caring for the sick may also entail taking preventive measures to ensure the basic health of the population, including vaccinating people against infectious diseases. So they're picking out from various things related to prisoners, you know, why that applies to the Guantanamo terrorists is not clear. In fact, it doesn't really seem that it does, but in any case. So this is why they're saying that by law, the United States should be giving them the vaccinations. For example, also they cite another article where it says, common article they're talking about related to the Geneva Convention, that persons whose liberty has been restricted have the right, quote, to the same extent as the local civilian population, to be provided with food and drinking water and be afforded safeguards as regards health and hygiene and protection against the rigors of the climate and the dangers of armed conflict. Okay, I will stop here. And when we come back, I will tell you about their, so that was the number one reason that they cite, that it's law. Okay, and they give various examples. I picked out highlights. And then their second main reason is that for why these terrorists should be vaccinated is policy. And they give three examples of policy that reasons why they should be vaccinated. So stay tuned and we will be right back with that. Welcome back to the Terrorist Therapist Show, where we're talking today about COVID vaccines, terrorists before Americans. That's what the people want who from Just Security, who are giving four reasons why the terrorists should get the vaccines before Americans. I just told you about the legal reason that they cite, notably the Geneva Convention. And but again, that is related to people taking no active part in the hostilities. And so clearly this doesn't apply to the terrorists of 9/11. I don't even know how they could try to make this argument. But anyhow, then so that's their number one reason. Then they give three policy reasons for why the detainees at Guantanamo should be vaccinated. And so first they're claiming that just like with any jail or prison, if you fail to vaccinate prisoners, you put the guards and everyone working at the facility at unnecessary risk. However, apparently there have been vaccines sent to the island of Guantanamo, and civilians and various people, and at the end, people at the naval base, people on Guantanamo are being vaccinated. Other than the prisoners. So if they are vaccinated, then these people working at the prison shouldn't really be at risk if the vaccines work like they're supposed to. Okay, then their second policy reason for saying that Guantanamo detainees should be vaccinated is, this is a good one, is that it sends a powerful message about the new administration's values and its commitment to the rule of law. Well, I certainly agree with that. It does send a powerful message about the new administration's values, which is terrorists first. They have already begun, as I was just saying, they have already begun vaccinating 6,000 residents on January 8th. They already started vaccinating the residents of Guantanamo. And hopefully, it would have been smart to inoculate or vaccinate the guards and so on, the people working at the prison early on. So, this does not make sense. So they're saying that because all these other people on Guantanamo were vaccinated, the prisoners should be vaccinated, which of course makes no sense. I love it. None of these arguments are making any sense. And then their third policy reason for why the terrorists should be vaccinated is to speed up the military commissions, the trials of these terrorists. There has been a lot of delay, and I don't really know why there have been, because it was before COVID ever came, there have been delays after delays in regard to the military trials of the terrorists. And so now they're using COVID as an excuse, or saying, well, this is true, COVID has delayed trials, not just in Guantanamo. It has delayed trials all over the United States, and that part is true. But there is no, at this point, it's almost 20 years since 9/11. So why, if we wait a little while longer, that is not an excuse to vaccinate the terrorists. And they're saying that that this is going to delay the trials even more, and so they want to reduce the trials of the 9/11 defenses. I guess one thing is they're probably afraid it's going to look bad if we don't have a trial of the 9/11 terrorists before the 20-year anniversary, which is true, but that has nothing to do with COVID or the vaccines. So needless to say, it's terrorists first instead of Americans first in the Biden-Obama, primarily Obama administration. Again, remember, Obama was the one who wanted to close Guantanamo. Obama is the terrorist, has been during his administration, has been the terrorist's best ally. So this is not shocking that he would then ask his puppet Biden to give vaccines to the terrorists. He probably said this, suggested this, told him to do this without even thinking, like, of course, why not? And did not expect the backlash that we have, that they got. Now, here's a bit of comic relief. even OJ has gotten the vaccine before the majority of Americans. OJ, you may have seen on social media, he was so proud of it. He put photos, videos, showing himself getting the vaccine. Like, OJ is, we've seen, President Biden got the vaccine, and various notable people, I mean, people who, influencers, I guess I should say, got the vaccine and had it photographed or videoed as a way to try to convince Americans to get the vaccine. So OJ wants to be like the president, you know, showing, hey folks, I got the vaccine, so you should get the vaccine. I mean, hello? So he you know, showed these videos and photos and so on Twitter, and showing him getting the shot. And he is currently in Las Vegas, and he accompanied some of these photos with "Get your shot, I got mine." Like, he's the poster boy for the vaccines. Who does he think he is? He's 73, and there were people. Apparently, the Twitterverse was not amused. And one person said, for example, my 93-year-old grandfather, Navy veteran, living in an assisted living facility, is still waiting on his. Unbelievable. You know, unbelievable that OJ got his already. And somebody else said, murderers should be last in line. My 79-year-old dad, who fought in Vietnam, is still waiting his turn. Now, then apparently, you know, one has to say, I don't know, to be fair, he was acquitted, of course, in his criminal trial, but he was found responsible in the civil trial, and he was made to pay the victims, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman. Now, OJ has been ordered to pay them because of this criminal trial, because he lost, and because of this civil trial, because he lost, he is supposed to pay them millions of dollars. However, the last time this was written about, he hasn't paid them a penny. Or last time it was reported, I should say, he hasn't paid them a penny. Now, he's been living in Las Vegas since he's been released from prison after serving 9 years for a hotel room robbery. This is since the robbery was in 2007. And the reason why he got access to an early shot was because he's over 70 and in Nevada. And his lawyer said, if you're 70 plus, you're eligible for the shot, his lawyer said. You can schedule your shot and they'll do it. There's no favoritism with him being a celebrity. That has nothing to do with his getting the shot. Right. Simpson said, he posted another video, and he said that he and his daughter waited for 4 hours over 2 days to set up getting the shot at his local Walgreens. He's advertising Walgreens, no less, where he then waited in a short lineup. You know, so they waited to get the shot over 2 days, and then 4 hours over 2 days to set up getting the shot, to get the appointment, presumably. And then when he went to get the shot, it was a shorter lineup. And he said, you know, again, he's like the poster boy for the vaccine. He said, quote, I've had no ill effects. I'm just fine, nothing. And then he pulled down his mask and he revealed fake crooked teeth. And he said, I'm just teasing. So OJ has a great sense of humor. I'm glad he's laughing. His victims aren't. Anyhow, now just again, to put this in perspective, the US has so far distributed approximately 49 million vaccines, and they have administered only about 27 million because of these mess ups in the distribution process. You know, there's so much mess. I don't know how it is in where you live, but it is certainly, there are places where enough people don't come. So they have excess vaccines and they just run around trying to find people to give a vaccine to. And then there are other, like in LA, for example, just yesterday, someone was telling me about how, even though they were given all the, friends gave them the various websites to sign up to get the vaccine, they weren't able to sign up. There were all these, you know, like some of them said, they're not giving appointments and so on. There were just this whole mess, basically, to get the vaccine. So while everybody, not everybody, while lots, the majority of people in America are having trouble getting their vaccine, the Biden-Obama administration wants to send it all the way to Guantanamo to these 40 terrorists to make sure that they stay healthy. Oh man, yes, you couldn't make this up, as one of the heroes said, you couldn't make this stuff up. Well, thank you for listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist.
If you would like to find out more about terrorism from me, your terrorist therapist, visit my website, terroristtherapist.com. And if you're a parent or teacher and want to build stronger nests for your kids to become more resilient, check out my new award-winning book, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. It's the first and only book about terrorism for kids. You can find it wherever books are sold or directly from the publisher at terrorismforkids.com. Terrorism4kids.com. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist.
Thank you for listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show on Renegade Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Carol. We hope listening to the show has made you feel calmer, more resilient, and more able to reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror. You can also check out past shows on Renegade Talk Archives for more insights.